downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. We back at it again, Smash and Dash Podcast. What's happening with your brother? Every time I talk to you, I see a different background. You're in a different state, man. You be everywhere around the world, man. I want to be like you when I grow up, man. What's happening?
Come on with the captain. What's happening, twin? What's so funny is you act like you just didn't leave Tennessee with me, man. We actually had a really good weekend. Shout out to Miss Amy, the Titans owner. She's probably the best owner in the world. They do a great job of putting our alumni weekend on every year. So me and you actually going back and getting to hang out and getting to see, you know, Eddie George, Warren Moon, Keith Bullock, Albert Haynesworth, the list continues and goes on. You know, Stephen Tillich, you know, some of the guys that we play ball with, but it was just amazing to see all those old heads back.
Tony Brown, Nate Washington, Mutai.
Listen, TB, Tony Brown, man, you absolutely, hey. By far the funniest teammate I've ever had in my life, man. And he talking about he changed his life in everything. And it's like, bro, every time somebody walked by with some lemon pepper steppers on, he was making sure he was sending you a text and making sure you knew. And what's crazy is I got to send our producers a picture of these lemon pepper steppers so y'all can, you know, make sure y'all post them for me when I say that, man, because these shoes are out of control, man. And it was crazy. The guy that had them on was way younger than anybody I thought should have had them on, y'all. Look at you. Bro, you ain't going to say UCLA.
That's that UCLA life, man.
Man, speaking of that, they're so disrespectful. I knew I should have never put faith in they sorry asses. I knew for a fact UCLA was going to lose, bro. But I was they lost to Oregon, man. I was trying to up them and just, you know, make them feel like maybe they could beat somebody just so maybe they could be undefeated when we played them. I told you this. They were going to fall, man. They weak as hell. I should have known better, though.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Because I have a special message for you that, honestly, no, it just told me to tell you this. My guy, Gerard Powers, he said, tell Lindell, he's doing a great job on the camera, man. He said, you've been doing a real good job. He said, but that Auburn team, if they would have played y'all, that they would have beat y'all. What was that? Yeah.
Oh, five.
Nah.
My team, Gerard.
The championship, I guess. What happened? Y'all share the championship or?
No. See, didn't Gerard, I think if I'm not mistaken.
He played for Auburn.
Right. But listen, 2K. He must have been. Oh, he's saying if we probably played. I don't know.
If y'all would have played, he's saying if y'all would have played, they would have won. Who did y'all split that championship with?
LSU. They went undefeated. Okay. So did they even beat LSU?
No, whatever it was, I guess they said if they would have played because
2K. Oh, no. Hold on.
They won one. Then they went one.
But yeah, Auburn won later on. So he must be talking about his later on team because he's clearly mistaken if he thought that we beat Auburn. We beat Auburn. We went down to Auburn in 2003. He's talking about later on. Yeah, he has to be because when I played Auburn, we beat y'all. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He tripping. Hey, Gerard.
I guess he tied their championship team. Their championship team would have beat y'all.
Is he still playing right now? Or
nah, he retired. He my age.
Okay, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. AJ. Hey, Jay, get up off of that power, man. It makes sense. Because if you're tripping, man. But I appreciate you, though, brother.
But I don't know. Y'all have problem. Y'all have problem with running quarterbacks, man. You know, they had that guy.
Are you talking about Cam? I don't – yeah.
Yeah, with Cam.
But also on that same team that they probably had young. That Texas team that we played was way souped up. Don't do that. Like, I don't – we can't even – we're not going to do that. That's the only team that had – bro, I lost two games in my career. So if anybody lost more than two games in their career and they come on here talking about who could have beat them and who would, I'm not going to even talk to them. I played in three straight national championships back-to-back-to-back. I don't even know what we're talking about here. Like, how's a team talking about if you only got to almost playing one natty? Like, bro, get out of here. I'm three-time. You know what I'm saying? 2K. Okay. And you,
Hunter, hey, don't kill the messenger.
No, no, sir.
Hunter,
bro, oh my God, y'all.
Don't kill the messenger. I'm just telling you, bro.
I can't believe I allow you to do this every time. Right. You get away with it, bro.
I'm just a messenger, bro. I'm just a messenger, man.
Bro, how is it? Can I ask you a question, no, for real? Because this weekend, we out there with all them alumni, man. And obviously, you were just recently for the Hall of Fame. And you hanging out with Warren Moon, Hall of Famer. We seen Robert Brazil. He let you try the gold jacket on. You had some flicks with it, man. That was a dope moment for me just seeing that because they said you was next up. These are Hall of Famers that are all telling you that you are the next in line, man. How does that feel for real, bro?
Man, it's crazy, man, because, like, even when I put the jacket on, like, I don't even expect these because, you know, they Oilers or whatever. Yeah. I think this is my first year seeing them at the reunion or whatever. I don't even think these guys know me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. And then, like, just to hear, like, for him to give me the jacket and the whole thing, and a lot of people probably knows if you look in close up on the picture, he gave me the ring, too. Gave me the ring and the jacket. And it was just crazy. Like, just to have a Hall of Famer telling me, like, I belong there. Then, like, Warren Moon, like, we grew up, like, you know, idolizing him, watching him. And for him, like, you know, telling me I'm next up on the best home run hitter in NFL history. Like, it's just crazy, man, just to be having these people backing me. Eddie George, all those type of things, man. It's just crazy, man.
Ah, yeah, man. I'm giving you your flowers. I probably, this is the second time, but bro, you know, like you said, when you grow up, and I know myself how I grew up, and you know how I religiously watch football, and how I always had something on the TV. I remember Warren Moon, man, and you. It's crazy because I remember when I first met Warren. You remember this? We was we was in New York when we did an appearance. You did an appearance and. We was on some rooftop. It was beautiful. But remember, Mike Vick and Warren Moon was there. And I remember walking up and just being in awe, like, man, two of the, you know, they're black quarterbacks, but these are the dudes that, like, I know I was a running back and a big one, but, like, if I could be anybody in the world at that point, I remember I want Warren Moon and Michael Vick. And I'm just like, man, these are two dudes I idolize. And right. Like you said, they know who we are. Like, they, like, they shaking our hands and they asking us questions about, like, how we – you know, like, how was SC or how was your time at ECU and whatever. But, you know, they like more of my stories about SC because at ECU, I didn't really heard what you was doing. But that's neither here nor there, bro. That's not your fault. You got to the Hall of Fame from ECU. That's all that matters, bro.
Yeah. All right. Let's get on to the next. Let's get
bro,
on.
Bro, you a wild boy. Nah. Man, yeah. Let's talk about my old coach then.
Yeah. That's why I want to ask you what you think about Pete Carroll. Geno Smith and the Seahawks success they're having right now. What you think about that?
I think it's like normal. Like when I think about Pete Carroll, and this is a true story, as much as you know, the man used to get on my nerves and I couldn't stand him. He is a master at knowing how to get something out of somebody. He's a great manipulator, finesse, whatever you want to call it, man. He knows how to get that out of a person, man. And I think that we've been seeing that for years with Russ, right? Now you see Russ go to Denver. And people are like looking for that magic and looking for this and that. And they thought Pete Carroll was the guy maybe holding them back for a while, right? When the whole time it was like, no, Pete Carroll might have been the guy that knew how to, you know, get his guy in the right situations and tone him down or, you know, get him hype when he needed to. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing with Geno. You know, I also think that he took like the handcuffs off, so to say, or, you know, even the training wheels off, whatever you want to call it. I think that, you know, they opened up the playbook for Geno. Geno's going out there. He's 20 for 27. He's making plays on the feet. You know, there's a throw I seen a couple weeks ago where he's on the run and he, you know, he throws it on a dime. And it's like, yeah, like those plays are looking incredible. But it's like, yeah. I guess it took a coach like Pete Carroll to believe in Geno the way he's believing in him for Geno to, you know, flourish like this. Because I'm not accustomed to seeing Geno play ball like this. I'm just being honest. Like, if we're being real, I seen him when he played with you with the Jets. That's not the same Geno. Granted, maturity is everything, but that's, you know, the flashes we're seeing now is real. So, I mean, I'm not really surprised because Pete Carroll definitely knows how to get – he can, you know, boy, he can – man,
don't blame him. But who's up then? So I know before the season, it was a big thing.
He could sell water to a well.
No, but what I'm saying is they were saying, okay, who's the best? Like, is it Pete Carroll or is it Russ? Like, who need who? So it's seeming like Russ need Pete. Or do Pete need Russ?
I think it was hand in hand, but Pete is also, like, I'm trying to tell you, Young, that he's showing now it's not hand in hand. No. Stop.
Right now, early.
Yeah, I'm just early. Saying okay, early. Yeah. Okay, thank it's you. Early. Right now, it is showing that. But we'll see.
It's showing that who needs who.
No, you're right, but we can say it because you still, Pete can't play. I hear what you're saying, 2K, but the best part about this is, yes, it's like 6 or 7 games in. I want to see my dog Gino ball out at a high clip like this because that's going to mean more money for him, and I want my dog to get paid. But, you know, let's be honest, bro. This season is super long. Yes, these high prices is crazy, but these next 7 can go any or either way. And then next thing you know, they're on the outside looking in. And us right now saying, hey, who's the guy or what's the guy? And then we'll be looking crazy because Russ all of a sudden turned that switch and now he's making plays like we're accustomed to him making plays. So I don't know. Right now, yes, Pete looks like the genius for sure. He definitely does. I want to see by the end of this 17-game season how these stats are looking, because if Gino is looking like that by the end of the year, Gino deserves a new contract. And yes, Pete Carroll clearly is the guy that, you know, is a coach that can make anybody or turn anybody into a star. You're right. I'm not going to knock that.
Exactly.
He didn't turn me into a star.
I talked to my boy, man, and he told me Pete's winning right now. Future.
Oh, if you was Pete, yeah.
But if you look at it though, like this though, the reason why I would give Pete the nod on this, because like, let's just go back to even the draft days, right? So all these scouts and all these analysts or whatever, and obviously the teams, they felt like Russ was only good enough to be a third round pick.
Right.
Gino was a first-round pick.
Okay.
Pete took Russ and made him this big superstar. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're trying a third-round pick here.
Made now, him in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Played in two.
And then, so we're talking about Gino here, a first-round talent. Now, Pete got his hands on him. So, obviously, everybody thought that Gino was a better quarterback than Russ coming out of college.
Anyway.
He was a first-round pick. So, you mean to tell me that I know Pete get his hands on him and he got him playing like this. That's why I got to give a nod to Pete. I have to.
Listen, man, well, you know, you got to give a nod to Vince Young, because Vince Young is the reason why he be looking for quarterbacks like that now. Don't play. And man be having nightmares of him still, because there was a way he couldn't stop him. So, no, I get what you're saying. I can never knock Pete, man. Pete, you know, like I said, he knows how to get the best and how to be crazy for some reason, know how to. And even when Russ and them weren't doing good, though, Young, they always were teetering right there on the playoffs. So, like, right, you know what I'm saying? Pete definitely know what he's doing as far as coaching. That's not a question, man. It's just sometimes your concern on the goal line.
Grass ain't always greener, man.
But 2K.
Grass ain't always greener.
So, okay, let me throw something at you. What about that 1-yard play call? If he's a great coach, who allowed that?
He's a wild boy. No,
I'm just asking.
I never came out here and say he's a great coach or this and that. I said I got to give the nod to
Pete
over Russ.
Bro, come on.
We see what's going on right now.
2K.
I see what's going on, though. Know what I'm saying?
All right, so, man, forget it. Enough about Pete. Hey, Pete, good job, man. But forget that. What about our Tennessee Titans? What you think? Oh, and shout out to my dog, man, and Bussing with the Boys, man. Yeah, we were just on their podcast. They got a hell of a thing going on down there, man. And shout out to those boys, Will Compton and my dog, Luke. Big tackle. He making all the money. You can send us some checks whenever you like, man. We'll appreciate that. But bro, what about our Titans? You think they can win the division and make the playoffs?
Right now, I think we're leading the division. You know what I'm saying? And we had a slow start. I feel like now, like, we're getting back to our old ways, and that's, you know, we're gonna run the ball and we're gonna play some good defense. And that's what we're doing right now. Like, in order for us to go to playoffs and go far in there, I feel like we have to stick to our formula. And our formula is not going out there laying Tannehill, throw the ball 30, 40 times. We're going to go the same formula that we did this past game. Tannehill only had only threw the ball 20 times. Derrick Henry ran the ball 30 times. That's our formula, and play good defense. So if we stick to that, I think we'll be all right.
I feel you. I believe that too. I think it's going to be rough. Like I was talking to Luan and those guys yesterday, and I'm like, man, like, what do you think about our tight? I mean, our receiver situation. And he's like, man, it's pretty rough. Obviously, that letting AJ go, and we talk about this down there every week on the show, but letting him go is probably one of the toughest things we did. Now, I love Derrick Henry and what he's able to do for our team, man. But what I'm saying is, it comes a time where you have to air it out, 2K. And it's like right now, yes, we can keep running it. But there's a time where if something happens, what if there's a quick special teams to a touchdown and a offensive turnover and we're down 14? You know, we can't just run all the time. You got to throw the ball and be able to do something. So that's what makes me nervous, man. Honestly, I can't lie. So I think we make the playoffs for sure, but I want to see how deep our playoff run is, man. I got to see that, man.
I think as time goes on, somebody's going to step up. Austin Hooper, that's his name.
Yeah, Austin Hooper, he's been in place for a while.
Yeah, I think he's going to be one of those guys that step up and give us some help in the pass game. And, hey, it ain't too late, man. I don't think the trading deadline is not here yet. So I don't think it's too late. And, man, I know from just being around Miss Amy and talking to Miss Amy, she want to do whatever to win. So
yeah,
if we continue how we going and continue at the top of our division, and as it get closer, if we don't really have nobody to step up to help us out in that passing game, to help Ryan Tannehill, I can see us going out there and getting a trade. I can see that.
Okay. I mean, when is the deadline? Is it too late? Cause we need to.
Nah, the old deadline was after the sixth game, but I think they pushed it back. I think they pushed it back, but we'll see, man. We got time. We'll see. I want to touch bases on some. I want to know what's your thoughts on the ref getting the autograph.
No. You got it absolutely wrong, 2K. So, I got friends everywhere. And my friends, my inside sources are telling me that Mike is a captain. So they had to sign off on the captain card at the end of the game. And that's what happened. There's nothing else more to the story. No, I'm just.
Hey, oh, really? 2K, come on. I'll do it, guys. Yeah, that went crazy, man.
But 2K, at the same time, bro, come on, man. I think there's nothing wrong with that. You got to think about it. These refs are probably guys that just had high school that's the last time they ever had any type of, run into a sport. So now they get to become, NFL refs. Why? And these are guys that everybody look up to. I would ask Mike Evans for a damn autograph. So it's like, I don't see the big deal, man. It's crazy. Jeremy Hill, I've seen like a post he said put up. He's like, I don't see, what the big deal is. These are fans like everybody else. It ain't like he cost a game and then asked Mike for an autograph. Like, so I don't know, I understand there are rules.
Those are rules.
Yeah, but if he didn't ask. What if Mike just signed it?
No, but what I'm saying is rules are rules. So, like, you got to think how they're looking at it, probably like how the league is looking at it and stuff like that. We might be in a big time game, playoff game, this and that. And, like, I might be guarding Mike, and I done put the paws on the woo-woo, and he got a little favoritism to it because Mike done gave him an autograph. You know what I'm saying? It's all about getting the edge on everything. But what I'm just saying is rules are rules, and I don't understand it. I don't think it's a problem with it. But at the same time, I get where they're trying to come from, even though it don't make sense. But me giving, just imagine, bro, you a ref. Like you say, I probably haven't played since high school, and I've been growing up like watching, let's say Deion.
Yeah.
I've been growing up watching, you know, everybody infatuated with Deion. And you get a Deion can't give you an autograph. Goes back to the Tom Brady situation when he turned around and said something to the ref and he threw the flag late. Now we in this big time game. Deion gave you an autograph. Deion probably your favorite player. And come on now. It might be a couple pass interferences that you don't call just cause Deion gave you that autograph.
Man, that sound absurd, 2K. Nah. I hear what you're saying, but like, yeah, rules are rules, so I accept that, man. But I think they
rules
make
are
it
rules,
too
and
much
he
better.
Know better. Nah, that's, man, rules are rules, man. You know what's up? Just like they coming there before the year start.
Yeah,
and they go over all them, and they go over all that stuff, and they say not to do. All right, if you feel bad for him, why you don't feel bad for my guy, Kevin Ridley? Calvin Ridley.
I do
when he
feel
placed
bad
the bet
for him.
And they took all his
I
money.
I do feel bad for him. I do
like,
feel
come
bad
on,
for him.
Bro.
He should be playing football. It ain't like he
what
took.
What I'm saying. It ain't like $1,000 bet cost him, I think it was, what, $6, $7 million? Somewhere,
yeah, but and he also never, and he never betted on against himself. He always betted to win. I respect that. Yeah, I'm going to.
But that's what I'm saying. So bad.
But rules
day,
are
rules.
Rules
are rules.
And how about these rules, though? I told you that Christian McCaffrey was going to the Niners last week. How about I told you that?
Yeah, you called
I
that
told
out.
That.
You called
I
that
told
out.
You
I was
that.
Surprised. I was surprised by that move, but at the end of the day, they probably rebuilding right now. But still, that's one thing that I don't. That's one thing that I don't like what organizations do. Right? Yes, we're rebuilding, but okay, it's okay. Obviously, y'all don't believe in them then.
Yes,
y'all had
no,
to give him that money. Y'all don't believe he can stay. Y'all don't believe he can stay healthy because if I'm rebuilding, I'd rather rebuild around that guy before I go in the draft and be like, I got
to
rebuild.
Running backs in this league, I'm sorry to tell you, I understand what you're saying. I'm not rebuilding. If I can get a first round, second round, or something like that for him right now, he got to go, bro. It is what it is. And like you just said, the ultimate. Even if I do believe in him, I just know that it's year 7, 8, 9 coming up. He's probably not going to be at 10 top. I'm okay with that.
I think he's
there's no way
five,
McCaffrey's
six.
Year 5. Yeah, exactly. So got to be year 7, year 8, year 9. No, hell no. There's no way I'm taking that. Like I said,
I might get Frank Gore's situation. Frank Gore played 15
years.
But
Frank also Frank was putting up 1,000-yard season like nobody's business, just like you. Like, y'all had back-to-back. Frank, I don't think I heard till, like, I don't know, or he put up, like, 6 straight 1,000-yard seasons or something, 7,000. Like, so, that's a big difference. Frank is a big difference. McCaffrey, he's balling right now. And continue on that path.
McCaffrey's balling?
Like, I mean, he's doing decent, bro. So, yes.
He's balling?
Yes, he's doing decent.
Shut the hell up, man.
2K, man.
Crazy.
You know what's hey bro, it's crazy. I gotta pause.
Yeah,
we gotta pause. It's a finish in 10 minutes, 2K. I have to. Braylon's calling me right now. We done took forever to start this. Now I gotta
let me ask you one more question. One question, and we get out of here. Can you give me your top 5 players that you've played with?
Top 5 players that I played with at any position, at any school or any time?
NFL.
NFL,
any position.
I mean, come on, you, bro. I mean, obviously, I'm biased because you're my dog. So you definitely up there. Is it any particular rank?
No, you said give me 5 guys.
Top 5 players you played with. I would say Vince Young, you, Champ Bailey, Brian Dawkins. And then Keith Bull, I can't lie. Keith Bull was I seen him ball out Mr. Monday night. He called it self-proclaimed and went out and went crazy on a Monday night, man. My career wasn't super long and I played on the same team with the same players for a long time. So I didn't really get to play around there. But you tell me your top 5.
My top five.
You play with some ghosts though, bro.
Top five. Say Larry Fitzgerald.
Right.
Pat Peterson. When I play with Pat, I ain't seen nobody catch a ball on him. Honestly.
Yeah, Pat. Crazy.
Pat, he's him. I gotta go Vince. I gotta go Phenom.
10. Oh, there's another quarterback I know you're going to put.
I gotta go Carson.
Oh my, and you got another quarterback. Bro, you play with some dogs at quarterback. You play with 7.
Yeah, I did play with 7. I played with 7.
Dang, boy, you played with some.
Oh, people. and the number one overall guy. It's crazy. The number one overall guy this year was lovely. Randy Moss.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. See what I'm saying? Yeah, you played with Mike Vick, Randy Moss, Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald. Bro, that's Goonie. That's incredible, 2K. That's hard, man.
And the brick of Shaw Ferguson and Nick Mangle. Oh, them O line.
They were some cool dudes, yeah. Kevin Mawai. Mike Rules, Big Country. We played with some dogs too, man. I ain't gonna lie. They didn't give up sacks for weeks. I remember that, man.
Right.
It's been real. We can come back though if you want to. I know this was a quick one, but what you wanna do?
It's all good. We'll save them up for next time, man. You know, it's always nice showing with you. I'll let you.
Later, bro. Believe that. Downtown, we live. Over the feeling when it's no time.